ultimately, we need to put it into practice. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is the last one of the series of Kabbalistic emotional training, looking at the seven emotional layers of our soul. So today we look at the last one, which is called Malchut. So we had the first six. We had Chesed and Gevura, love and respect, giving and holding back, Tiferet, the harmony between them. Netzach, overcoming, winning, resilience, ambition, balanced by Hod, which is humility. Last week we talked about Yesod, which is making a connection to the outside world. But at the end of the day, all of that is all great, but we've got to implement it. And that's where Malchut comes in. So Malchut, the word Malchut means kingship or leadership. But to understand it, it's very often also compared to the idea of Dibur, communication, speech. Let's have a look at speech for a moment. Words we know are very powerful, yet on reflection, let's understand how words work. So words are really nothing. They're not an entity on their own. They're only as good as the content that I put into them. In other words, I can sit here and just jabber off nonsensical words and it'll mean nothing and achieve nothing. But if I have a thought, an idea, an intellectual concept, or I have a feeling of anger, a feeling of hate, a feeling of love, a feeling of compassion, and I communicate it in words, then it'll be communicated. So in other words, the words really are just a vehicle to carry through the intellectual idea or the feeling, the emotion. But it's not quite like that, because we find that words are very powerful. Number one, we find that although words seem to be nothing on their own, just a vehicle for the content, but the content changes. The content becomes clearer. So if I have an idea and I communicate it to you, if I have an intellectual concept, a deep concept, a deep idea, you will find that when you speak it out, if I communicate it to you, the idea will become clearer myself. You will understand that it will be carried forth from me to you and I will become clearer. Emotions are the same way. If I communicate emotions, not just about communicating to you what I'm really feeling, we find that when someone expresses an emotion, the emotion becomes stronger. The speech enhances the emotion and makes it more effective and communicates it to someone else. So how does it actually work? We know that deep down, we are actually wired to communicate. In fact, in the Talmud, we are called the Medaber. Human beings are called the communicators. Because the power of words, although it seems like just a vehicle and a conduit for the content, it's actually not quite like that. If I have a thought and it's all swimming around in my head, or I have an emotion, and I want that emotion to be felt by others, and I want my idea to be understood by others, the power of words, the power of communication, not just the words, is not to have an independent feeling or idea, but to take what is already there and process it. To process it and then have the ability of communicating it clearly to someone else. That power of receiving the content, processing it, and then giving over to someone else is a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful ability, and it clarifies, enhances, and makes more powerful the content that is going through the speech. The same thing is with Malchut. Malchut is not really an emotion. We have seven emotions, we are told. But the truth is, only the first six that are actually emotional expressions of emotion, or expressions of feelings. They're feelings of love, feelings of discipline, feelings of compassion, feelings of ambition, humility, of connecting to others, whatever. But they all happen within ourselves. Even the last one, even Yesod, is about making that connection. I'm entertaining the connection. I'm creating a relationship, but I haven't yet delivered my emotions. Malchut is the power to process the emotions. It's not an emotion on its own. It's the power to process the emotion that I have and deliver it to the outside world. That's why it's called Malchut, a king or a leader. What's the sign of a good leader? Someone that is smarter than someone else? No. You can have a brilliant professor that cannot lead. Is a leader someone with healthy emotions? There are many people that have healthy emotions and yet are not leaders. A leader means the ability to take his or her intellectual ideas or his intellectual emotion or his feelings and emotions. In other words, he takes his abilities that he has and possesses and can lead with them. He can deliver it to those outside of him. That's leadership. Knows how to deliver that which he or she already has. Different to, for example, an absent-minded professor and a great intellectual who can reach deep ideas sometimes more than the leader, but doesn't have the ability of leadership, doesn't have the ability of delivering them and connecting to the outside world. So Malchut is a really important power in our soul, the seventh power. Because it's all very good to have, let's say, feelings of love, but you got to express that love. You got to do something about that love. We can have feelings and be very passionate about compassion, but can we execute the compassion? Can we actually go and deliver something to others and be compassionate or communicate compassion and show empathy? It's very good to feel the passion of being disciplined and self-controlled, but can I actually deliver that? Can I be disciplined on the ground? Can I implement it in actual life, in real life? Can I make a reality? That's the power of Malchut. The power of Malchut that we all have is to process that which we already have and to deliver it and implement it. So that's why it's the last one, and it's perhaps the most important one. Similar to the idea of communication, I can have an idea, but it doesn't mean I can teach. I can have an idea, an emotion, doesn't mean I can implement that in a relationship. For example, in a relationship, we can love intensely, but we have to communicate that love. We can feel gratitude, but we have to communicate that gratitude. And that's the concept of Malchut. Taking what already is, communicating it, delivering it, implementing it. So let's think about that a little bit. Just want you to close your eyes and relax. And think of the following idea. Turn your attention to your breathing and just breathe in and out for a moment. We always know that neshima, the breath, is really an expression of the neshama. The neshama, the soul, that God breathed in to the nostrils of the first human being to make him a living spirit. At its core, a very powerful energy, pure energy, a godly energy. It's God's breathing into us. And he blew into his nostrils. What is that power? What is at the core of the soul's power? Is it thinking? Is it feeling? But it's neither. And God blew into the nostrils of Adam, and the verse says he became a living spirit, nefesh chaya, a living soul. The commentaries explain he became a communicating soul. A soul of words. The deepest power is to take what we have and implement it, communicate it, execute it. Think about feelings of love that you have, passion of kindness, any other strong emotion. Can you put it into practice? Can you give birth to it in the world outside of you? That's the power. The depth of the soul expresses in the end of the journey. Implementation, leadership, communication. I have ideas, I have feelings, but the sign of a healthy me is expression, implementation. Take that thought and let's just for a moment think about next week is Shavuot, the day that we committed to the Torah, the Sinai revelation. Judaism is a religion of action, implementation. We committed, Na'aseh v'nishma, let us do and then we'll understand, let us commit to implementing. To behaving in accordance with the values, with the beliefs, with the excitement, the love and the fear that's associated with Judaism. Malchut. Putting it into practice, the most powerful tool of all of the emotions. So I want to take this opportunity as we end this week to first of all wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom. And Chag Sameach for Shavuot, which is next Wednesday and Thursday. And if one can, it's a beautiful thing to try to be in the synagogue and the shul on Wednesday morning to hear the Ten Commandments. As the Midrash tells us that when we hear the Ten Commandments, it's as if we are experiencing the Sinai revelation again. Let's renew our commitment and let's bring down all the blessing that we can. A reminder. We'll probably take a break for a week or two now from this podcast and WhatsApp group. So we'll see you in a week or two. Have a wonderful day.